Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Shanika with Nika's Talk. I know, it's been a while. Months, now that I think about it, but I'm back. Today is Friday, October the 2nd, and I hope all is well with everybody, given what's been going on during the pandemic and just everything in life, the election. It's just so much stuff that's been happening, and I just hope everybody's well physically, but not only physically, mentally. It's crucial in this time to keep your mental intact, and because if you don't, you'll go crazy. You'll fall into depression, anxiety. Some people even, murder rates, suicide, I'm sorry, has skyrocketed since, the pandemic started. And people just don't know how to cope. And, people got kids and it's just a lot of stress. Some people lost their jobs. Just things are happening in the world, and I know you're looking like, man, it's like everything is crumbling right before your eyes. But it is a way to, take a deep breath, meditate. You can meditate, pray, read a book, yoga. I'm just naming a few of these off the top of my head that, I do for relaxation. Puzzles, crossword puzzles, putting puzzles together. Some people have that adult coloring because the colors, believe it or not, is a way to soothe the brain. As you coloring and creating things, that also is something good that you can do. It's so many things, but the ultimate one that I want to press on out of everything I said is the prayer part. In these times right now we're living in, as you know, I don't know if people realize this or not, but we're literally living in the last days right now. And I know people say, well, my grandma used to say that years ago, and they've been saying that for eons, but we're here now more than ever. We're in that season. I say that because it's in Revelation chapter 13. We're getting closer and closer. They're setting the stage for the Antichrist. The Antichrist is among this earth as we speak. And it's just pretty soon that all hell will break loose here on earth. And, I'm not saying this to scare anyone or, put fear in anybody's heart. Because the good thing is, if you're still breathing, if you're still here, and if you're listening to this podcast, that means you still have time to accept Jesus Christ into your life. I know at first when I first started this podcast, I always believed in Jesus. That's never been an issue, but I never really spoke about him, on my platform. But I feel the need and the urgency to do so, because if this message can just touch or plant one seed, God would do the rest. Jesus would do the rest as far as watering it and helping it grow, helping you grow into the person that you're supposed to be. And right now, the goal is to save as many souls as possible. We're in a time right now in the Bible where things are happening, locusts and plagues on the earth. We got this COVID-19. But even though we got this COVID-19, this COVID-19 has been, I would say, an eye-opener. Or people been calling it a great awakening for the world, due to the fact that things are being revealed to the people if you don't have that veil over your eye. Things are being revealed to people that has never been revealed before. Whereas though we've been in the dark about a lot of things in the world, Hollywood, politics, the government, the list and the rabbit hole goes super, super deep, y'all. I mean, like, that would take a whole, like, segment of podcasts to really get into. But if you do your research, you will find that, you know, the government and the people has been, I mean, the government and, you know, Hollywood and everything has been lying to us the whole time. And I know it sounds crazy, but, like, what we see is not real. And the TV and the television that you see, it's all fake. They're not telling you the real things that's really happening. I don't know, did anybody realize, but California is still burning wildfires, okay? And just the other day, I believe it was yesterday, that they had almost 20 something earthquakes back to back to back. And they were like almost, I mean, they was like gradually going up. And the highest was a 4.0. Now, the world is being shaken and God is trying to get your attention. I don't know if you guys look up at the sky. Do your sky in your city where you live, do it seem right to you? Is the moon and the sun out at the same time? Is the chemtrails that they're doing all over the city, all over the world, is making your skies and your clouds look black, whereas those things is just looking gloomy? They even said the guy Bill Gates is talking about covering the sun. Who is he to cover the sun? But let's think about it, guys. When you are children of God, right, you are of the light. But when you're children of the devil, you're in darkness. So, of course, a demonic entity would love to cover the sun because they're working for demonic forces, basically. It's just such a... what helps you open your eyes is the Holy Spirit. And if you don't have that, this is what's going to guide us in these hard, perilous times, because things are going to get super rocky these next few weeks leading up to the election, guys. Things is getting bad, and the only way that your soul can be saved, if you just accept Jesus Christ into your life. And guys, I don't want you to think, now, don't get me wrong, it's no perfect being on this world, nobody. And if they say that they're perfect, the truth is not in them, and that's just the bottom line. But with Jesus Christ, he what makes us whole. He is what we need in these last days, because heaven and hell is two real places that your soul would dwell. So I guess the question is today, which one would you want to go? Because I think a lot of people think that, you know, the Bible is a fairy tale. And, you know, I have met really nice people. I mean, genuine people, but they are atheists. And you're like, wow, you know, you're really humble person, but you're an atheist. Like, it's just like amazing to be, but who am I to judge? But it makes me sad because I know what the outcome would be if they don't have the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, no other name but that Jesus. I don't care, you know, you got so many different denominations and different religions, but at the end of the day, it's simple, guys. Three steps that you have to do to be saved. Number one, repent of all of your sins. to God, to Jesus Christ. You repent, number one. Number two, you accept with your mouth, well, you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. And number three, that you believe that he rose on that third day for us, for our sins, for our iniquities. If you believe that in your heart, you can be saved. It's just that simple. The Holy Spirit will enter you, your spirit, and will lead you if you allow it to. But once the Holy Spirit is in you, you're sealed to the day of redemption. A lot of people think you're going to lose your salvation and things like that. This is a gift in Ephesians 6, I want to say 6:12. This is a gift from God. He gave us this gift. And it's a blessing. It really is. And it's just that simple. Because the thing about it, God called us to do great things. God called us to, I don't know, guys. You know, Jesus is just awesome. It's just what it is. Like, he had this so much in my life, and I have always known him since I was a little girl. You know, I always knew that it was a higher being, and I'm grateful that I'm one of the ones that are his, because, you know, God says everybody isn't gonna come. You know what I mean? Everybody's not gonna take their veil or have that veil revealed over their eyes to see what is really going on in today's world. There's so much things that is happening among us. We're in spiritual warfare right now. We don't wrestle against we wrestle against blood and principalities of high places of darkness. You know, like, it's real. Like, this is real. And if we don't accept Jesus Christ, we're lost, like lost sheep. And God says, my people know my name. They know my voice. And they come running to me. And we're in a season where times is going to get worse, guys. Like, things are not going to get better, you know, for us on this earth. Because this earth will crumble. This earth will leave. This earth will be gone. But the question is, if the earth goes, where would your soul lie? Where will your soul be? Because God don't call us to be perfect. You know, when people think about Christians, and I know sometimes Christians get a really bad name because they're like, well, they're the biggest devils in the church. The thing is, nobody's going to be perfect. That's why we repent. When we sin, we repent and try to turn from our ways. But that's why we're covered in the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why he died. That's exactly why he did it for us, for our sins. It's no perfect being on earth. You're not going to be perfect. But all you can strive is to be better each day, to love one another, to help one another, to respect one another, to lift each other up. Stop backbiting and talking about each other. And, you know, stop boasting and thinking you're better than somebody else. Because who are we to judge? There's only one judge. And we will stand in front of God and Jesus and account for all our sins. And every knee will bow and confess that Lord is Lord and he's King of Kings. Whether you're an atheist or whatever, it ain't gonna matter, because we're gonna see for ourselves who is King, who's our Creator. Wouldn't it be nice one day to just say, wow, to meet him and to be in his presence forever, where there's no pain, no suffering, no jealousy, no envy, no hate. Man, I can't wait. My heart aches for the people that will be left behind. My heart really aches even for family members, loved ones that just haven't quite got it yet or quite not accepted God in their life. But if you're breathing and you're here, you have time to do so, please do. Because right now, guys, time is ticking. We're in the last book of Revelations right now. And guess what? That's the final chapter before God takes his people. And then hell here on earth will begin. The new world order that they're trying to create. They're setting the stage up as we speak. Right under our noses. They're passing laws. Unlawful, ungodly laws. Everything that goes against Jesus's God's word is what they're doing. But I must say, like, people may say what, but as I do my research, like, Trump has been doing things differently as far as holding some of this back from us, far as like breaking prayer back in the church, in the schools, and you know, like, that's a biggie. Because the thing about it is, like, if we don't, that's why this nation is failing now, because Jesus has been taken out of everything. They don't even want you to go to church to worship, but you got liquor stores open on every corner, bars open on every corner. Like, really? They had fined pastors for preaching. Why? They don't think that's essential. In the day and time that we live in, and if prayer is not essential, I don't know what is. I don't mean no harm. So guys, this is just something to think about. This is something to really ponder on. Jesus is real. He is. I done had so many encounters with him. I know whispers in my ear. He's real. His angels protect us. We just don't know it. Surrounding us every day. If you'd have made it in your house safe and sound, you're blessed. God was looking out for you. Just know you don't do nothing on your own. Nothing. He gives us the breath that we breathe. He don't want allows us to open our eyes to see another day. And which is a blessing. Because a lot of people, as I speak, somebody didn't die and somebody didn't make it. You understand what I'm saying? Please hear me out. If nothing else, just give Jesus a try and he will finish a perfect work in you. He will. Guaranteed, he will. He will create you a new being. Create you a new heart, a new mind. He will convict you. Because the thing about it, when you out in the world in sin, you in line with the flesh, because you don't really have no care or about, am I hurting anybody's feelings or am I doing this wrong? It doesn't really faze you. But once the Holy Spirit enter you, guess what? It's gonna convict you every time and chastise you when you do things wrong. But that's a good thing, because that makes you repent and get closer to God. As long as you repent and keep it moving and really trying your hardest not to do the same things, which God knows is not gonna be easy. Because we wrestle with flesh and blood. Like, this is the flesh. The flesh wants to do what it wants to do, but your mind. Oh my God, Romans makes me think about Paul. He wants to do good. Every time he does bad. It's just his heart and his mind is just doing two different things. And I get it. And this is what Christians do struggle with. But it's okay, because we're human. God forgives us. He loves us. This is how much he loves us. He loves us so much that he gave his only son for us, for our sins, to be covered in his name. So all you have to do is come and accept him in his heart and believe that he is who he is. That's all you have to do. It's just that simple. That's it, guys. Like, that's all I wanted to say. Jesus is awesome, guys. Like, we need him now more than ever, because things are happening rapidly. I don't know if anybody noticed, but do you realize how fast time go? Where back in the day when maybe you were younger, time kind of, you had all day. Now you can't catch up with the day because the time's like that. Think about it. We don't have that much time. We are spiritual beings having, well, we're in human form, but having a spiritual experience. Like, this is the things that you see are not real, if that makes sense. And I know you're like, what you talking about, Shanique? I'm telling you, we've been lied to and brainwashed for so many years. Television has been telling lies to our vision for years, but we just don't know the subliminals, the things that we see, the things that we read, the things that we listen to goes into our subconscious mind, and it brainwashes us for us not to really understand what's truly going on, because we're too distracted, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, whatever it is. It's all a distraction to dumb the people down. Let me tell you something. The lowest vibration is fear. And if they keep pumping fear on the media all day long, COVID-19 this and COVID-19 that, that keeps you at a low vibration. That's easy to control the masses that way, by fear. But love conquers all. And if you pick up your Bible, that's all God talks about throughout the Bible is love. One cheek, you give them the other cheek. Now, that's something I'm still working on. I'm telling, that's what I'm saying. I'm not perfect. God don't make, I mean, like, we're not perfect. We're not. We can't be. Especially when you're in the flesh. It's just impossible. You can't. Whether it's a thought, an action, something you said, anything, we're not perfect. But through God's grace and his mercy and the blood that he shed on Calvary for us makes us whole and makes us his child. So please, guys, if you had to just read, I know just when I first, I had to read it over and over again, but you know, I started to get it. But just pick up the Bible, read Revelation chapter 13. We're at the mark of the beast right now, guys. And the mark of the beast is that vaccination. That vaccination changes your DNA, your RNA. Let me go and look into it a little bit. Because we're in spiritual warfare. It's really about good and evil right now. So if you take the vaccine, okay, let me tell you, let me explain something. So people that believe in Jesus Christ, right? Their right side of their brain lights up white. People who don't believe in Jesus Christ, their brains doesn't light up at all. Which makes sense. Light, darkness. Because anything that refers to Jesus Christ is light, because he's nothing but light. It's no darkness. It's no dark in him, period, right? When you think about darkness, that's the demons and demonic and evil entities and spirits and things. So your buddy, Mr. Bill Gates,
wants to, well, he patented and everything, the vaccination. He even, I seen it on, he had an interview, and he talked about it, where the vaccination will actually turn your light out. And once you turn that light out, it's no more acknowledgement of God. Like, you have no recollection of Jesus Christ. This is what they want. Of course, the demonic and evil, evil people, they don't want you to know who Christ is. They want to cut that bright light out. And that's what that vaccination will do. And if you read chapter 13, he warns you not to take it. Because he will not Jesus will not recognize who you are. Because you wouldn't be a child of him anymore. You're the child of the devil. Whereas though the mark of beast, where you cannot buy or sell things, pretty soon they're going to make it where if you don't get the vaccination, you can't get the certificate. Where you can't fly. Where you can't shop. Where you can't buy this. But guess what, guys? Just like Jesus did in the Bible, he fed, 5,000 people with fish and loaves of bread? Guess what? He would do the same for us. He would take care of his children. So please, do not get that vaccination. It would change who you are as an individual. God made us perfectly. He made us the way we supposed to be. And that's not what a chip, or that's not what some vaccination that would change who our DNA is, because that's not what that was meant to be. No, that's not what we're not having that. That's not what we're doing. No. I will ride this out till the wheels fall off and just know that my Lord got me. If I have to, and just know, guys, if anybody's familiar with the rapture, it may be something that you never heard before, but Jesus is going to take his people home with him. He's going to take his church. And once he take his church in the rapture, 7-year tribulation here on earth begins. The Antichrist, the New World Order. And then that's when Christians will get persecuted for Jesus' name's sake. And even if you get stuck down here, guys, I pray to God that you don't. But if you do, do not take the vaccination. Believe in your Lord Jesus Christ and you still shall be saved. This flesh may have to go, because they probably will kill you. But that's okay. Just know your soul will be in a better place. And you can still live forever. Because this flesh, this flesh is dying daily. We're spirits under this flesh. We're more than just this flesh, guys. So just know that. Christians will get persecuted and things will get very chaotic here on earth. For the 7-year tribulation, something that no one wants to go through. It's like a terrible horror movie, but worse. I'm like, serious, guys. You don't want to be here for what's coming. But you can get out of it just by accepting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's just that simple. I think people make it more difficult than it need to be. It shouldn't be so difficult. Not to say, walk doing the right thing. And, it's not always easy. Because sometimes, like I said, your flesh want to do what it wants. Sometimes it's like warfare with you and your mind and your body. Spiritual warfare is real. And that's what's going on right now, guys, as we speak. Good versus evil. You remember seeing them cartoons that have the devil and the angel? It's going down now, guys. Like, seriously. I'm just wanting to spread this word because it was on my heart. And anytime that I have an opportunity to feel comfortable, because sometimes I'm not gonna lie, sometimes I shy away because I'm like, oh my God, what am I gonna say? Or, you know, how am I gonna say it? How am I gonna present it? But today I just, you know, said what's on my heart and said how I feel. And I just, if this touched one person, may God have all the glory and the praise, and that one soul could be saved. That's just a blessing. It is, guys. Like, I'm not perfect by far. I have a work to do, but I know I do love the Lord, and I know who He is. I know He created me, and I know that He is real, and that He always had His angels surrounding me, always, no matter what. That's why I'm still here to tell the story. So many people has gone and left, but I feel like I'm still here for a particular reason. Even if it's just to say, hey guys, give Jesus Christ a chance. That's all. Alright guys, I'm done. Just something to think about. Like, read John 3:16. Everybody knows that one. Ephesians 6 and Revelations. You can read Revelation 6 through like 12. And it would give you a glimpse of what's to come. And it's not going to be pretty, guys. It's not. But you don't have to have that fear if you got Jesus Christ on your side. Be safe, y'all. Be well. I love y'all. And just take it easy and just know God is waiting on you. This is what He wants. Because He doesn't want nobody to perish. He doesn't. But have everlasting life with Him. You guys be safe. Love y'all. This is Shanika with Niggas Talk. Remember, a negative mind won't give you a positive result. Y'all stay woke.